Former President Bill Clinton gave his deposition on Epstein before the House Oversight Committee, becoming the first president to testify before Congress in nearly 40 years. Many Democrats questioned why the committee called the former president to testify, as well as his wife Hillary Clinton, who gave her deposition Thursday. Republican Committee Chair James Comer told reporters that no one is accusing anyone of wrongdoing, but he says the committee is committed to getting answers. He explained to reporters during a break in the deposition.
There are a lot of photos that have been released by the Department of Justice, as well as the Epstein estate. There are a lot of email correspondence that included President Clinton. We know President Clinton had, and Secretary Clinton confirmed this yesterday, Jeffrey Epstein was in the White House 17 times. While Bill Clinton was president, we know that Bill Clinton flew on Jeffrey Epstein's plane at least 27 times. So those are questions that we're going to ask.
Clinton's deposition marks the first time a former president has been compelled to testify to Congress. Comer says it took 7 months to get the Clintons in here, but we've got them in here. Democratic lawmakers are asking why. California Congressmember Robert Garcia is the ranking Democrat on the committee.
What we do not want today is a sideshow and questions about UFOs or about conspiracy theories from decades ago, which is what unfortunately happened yesterday when a series of bizarre questions were asked of Secretary Clinton.
He was joined at a news conference by Virginia Democrat James Walkinshaw, who says he's glad former President Clinton is testifying, as should anyone who had a significant relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
President Clinton's presence here today, under oath, highlights the Donald Trump-sized gaping hole in Chairman Comer's investigation. President Trump is mentioned tens of thousands of times in the files. We learned in recent days that files related to an accusation made against President Trump have been removed, not released to the public in the files. And this investigation will not be complete until we bring President Trump in to answer questions under oath.
Suhas Subramaniam is a Democrat from Virginia.
Let's be real. We are talking to the wrong president today. President Trump is the one who has not released 2.5 million files. President Trump is the one who is blocking our investigation. President Trump is the one who wants this to go away, but it will not go away.
Later in the day, Republican Comer gave another update, noting that Clinton was asked whether President Trump should give a deposition, and Clinton said that's for the committee to decide. Republican Ana Paulina Luna described Clinton as being very cooperative. She offered her theory about the case.
It has become very evident, even in the last 24 hours in lines of questioning, that Jeffrey Epstein was running an intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation.
In a later update, Democrats voiced more concerns about the process. Wesley Bell is a Democrat from Missouri.
When we hear members from the other side coming into a deposition with conclusions, get no evidence to support those conclusions, and then announce to the world that these conclusions must be true, that is unprofessional, it's unethical, and at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is get to the bottom of what actually happened so that we can help hold any offenders accountable.
Democrat Yasemin Ansari of Arizona noted Clinton's words from his opening statement, saying no one is above the law. She's calling for the immediate release of transcripts and unedited videos of Bill and Hillary Clinton's depositions. She's also calling for President Trump to be deposed by the committee.
My top concern at this moment is the ongoing White House cover-up. It is deeply concerning that we are seeing a very coordinated machine from the President of the United States continuously repeating that he has been exonerated. He just repeated that today to members of the Republican Party on the Oversight Committee, repeating that lie as well. There are very credible allegations that have been looked into and investigated by the FBI, the Department of Justice, is illegally withholding. Please do not stop asking about this.
Democrat Garcia says after the latest deposition, we can now demand president and former presidents to testify in front of the Oversight Committee.
So we are once again demanding that now President Trump, who is in the Epstein files almost more than anyone else besides Ghislaine Maxwell, answer our questions. This is not a hoax. He has not been exonerated. And we have serious questions for President Trump.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.